Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anita Anand with the World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump tells Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders discuss West Asia situation and stress importance of keeping Strait of Hormuz open and secure. IMF says India's growth outlook remains resilient despite rising global uncertainty from West Asia conflict. Israel and Lebanon holds direct talks in Washington to seal potential ceasefire. Ukraine and Germany sign defense agreement to boost military cooperation. And in cricket, Indian opener Sanju Samson named as ICC Men's Player of the Month for March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Iran's ambassador to the United Nations, Amir Saeed Erawani, has strongly condemned the United States over its reported naval blockade of Iranian ports, calling it a serious violation of Iran's sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a formal letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and the President of the UN Security Council, Erawani described the move as an illegal act of aggression that threatens both regional and global peace. He further argued that the action breaches key principles of international law of the sea and it disrupts maritime traffic to and from Iranian ports. French President Emmanuel Macron and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will co-chair a conference in Paris on Friday. The conference will bring together non-belligerent nations interested in joining a mission in the Strait of Hormuz once security conditions permit. In a statement, Mr. Macron's office said that other participants will join the meeting through video conferencing. European and other partner nations have expressed readiness to support a purely defensive mission aimed at restoring freedom of navigation in the Strait of Hormuz. Delegations from Israel and Lebanon met in Washington today for their first direct talks in decades to seal a potential ceasefire, marking a significant diplomatic step amid mounting pressure to end the ongoing conflict, a report.
The talks, hosted by U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, are being mediated between Israeli envoy Yeshil Lita and Lebanon's Nada Hamadeh Mowad. Welcoming the ambassadors of the two countries at the State Department, Mr. Rubio said, "This is a historic opportunity." He said they are working against decades of history and the complexities that have led them to this unique moment and opportunity. Lebanese Foreign Minister Youssef Raji has said that the discussion should be used to work towards implementing a ceasefire and a broader peace agreement. However, leader of Iran-backed armed group Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem called on the Lebanese government to cancel the talks, describing them as pointless and vowing that the group will continue its retaliation against Israel. Bhanu Pratap Singh for World News.
The International Monetary Fund, IMF, today said that India's growth outlook remains resilient despite rising global uncertainty triggered by the West Asia conflict. Talking to media, the chief economist of the IMF, Pierre Olivier Gourinchot, said India performed well in 2025 with growth estimated at 7.6% and is projected to grow around 6.5% this year. The IMF's assessment highlights India's position as a key driver of global growth at a time when economies are grappling with slowing expansion and rising uncertainty. Meanwhile, the IMF has warned that the Iran conflict has slowed global economic momentum this year and may drag growth lower compared to last year. The IMF has revised its global growth forecast for 2026 down to 3.1% from its earlier estimate of 3.3%. This would also be lower than the 3.4% growth recorded in 2025. The IMF has also raised its global inflation projection for this year to 4.4%, up from 4.1% in 2025 and higher than its earlier estimate of 3.8%. The International Energy Agency, IEA, has predicted that demand for crude oil will likely see its biggest slump in the second quarter of this financial year in its April oil market report released today. The agency said global oil demand is expected to contract by 80,000 barrels per day. In second quarter, demand is expected to drop by 1.5 million barrels per day, which would be the biggest fall since COVID pandemic. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Ukraine and Germany signed a defense cooperation agreement during Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's visit to Berlin today. We have a report.
The deal expands military cooperation between the two countries with increased German support in key areas such as air defense, long-range weapons, drones and ammunition. Speaking at a joint news conference, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said both sides had agreed to deepen cooperation across multiple sectors, including joint drone production. Several additional agreements were also signed, along with a memorandum of understanding between the two countries' defense ministries to enable the electronic exchange of military data. Mr. Merz also stressed that Europe must play a central role in any internationally backed efforts to end the war in Ukraine. He said European participation will be essential for securing a credible peace agreement. Swati Dukheja for World News.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today interacted with think tanks and foreign policy community in Germany. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Germany said that they are exchanged key areas of India and Germany's strategic partnership, including trade, security and defence, digital governance and role of India, Germany and European Union in evolving global order. It added that the discussion also covered geopolitical developments impacting energy, food and economic security. India has delivered 13 tons of BCG vaccines and other medical aid to Afghanistan to augment its child immunization program against tuberculosis. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment was delivered to Afghanistan's Ministry of Public Health. Somalia's Defence Ministry today said that its armed forces, along with regional security forces, had killed 27 militants from Al-Shabaab during an operation in the semi-autonomous Jubaland state. According to the ministry, operations were backed by airstrikes. The defense ministry said that the militants were killed in large-scale operation across areas of Lower Juba and Middle Juba. Benin's finance minister, Romval Badani, has won the country's presidential election held on Sunday, securing more than 94% of vote. The head of the National Electoral Commission, Sakala Fia, announced on television last night that the results were based on over 90% of ballots counted, with voter turnout of 58.75%. The final results must be confirmed by Benin's Constitutional Court and are expected in the coming weeks. India opener Sanju Samson was today named ICC Men's Player of the Month for March, capping a stellar run that saw him play a defining role in the team's triumphant T20 World Cup campaign. Samson did not get to play in the early part of the tournament, but was the standout performer towards the end and helped India retain the title. In the three crucial T20 internationals, Samson notched up 275 runs at an average of 137 and a stunning strike rate of 199. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S. President Donald Trump dials Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders discuss West Asia situation and stress, importance of keeping Strait of Hormuz open and secure. IMF says India's growth outlook remains resilient despite rising global uncertainty from West Asia conflict. Israel and Lebanon hold talks in Washington to seal potential ceasefire. Ukraine and Germany signed defense agreement to boost military cooperation. And in cricket, Indian opener Sanju Samson named as ICC's Men's Player of the Month for March. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.